WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Monster Among Men is once again the focal point of Monday Night Raw. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwick.net, TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. We are presented, as always, by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
Braun Smash?
Oh, it's a Braun Smash kind of a night.
Bray needs to come get his son. In, like, the worst way. Because he's, you know, he's just throwing people in trash can. He's beating people up. Flipping ambulances. Breaking rings. Bray, come get your son. Please.
This man, Braun Strowman, is very proud that he broke Roman Reigns in half.
The fans are very proud of him.
He's very proud that he could say that he left an ambulance and separated his shoulder last week and cracked some ribs, and that he won't be on the show tonight.
Kurt Angle, fans popped for that.
Fans were very happy. Kurt Angle came out and asked, what is Strowman trying to prove? And that he's done enough damage. Strowman said there's still more to come. Angle said that's the same thing Reigns said before the show went off the air. Or on the air, rather. Because apparently Reigns wants a match with Strowman, and at Payback, they'll have their match.
Which Strowman said,
it will be Roman's funeral.
I would believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I would believe it. Because they are building Braun up like some super monster, and you're almost rooting for him to win.
It's very fun to watch.
I just kind of like that they're putting him on this just path of destruction, where he's like, I could give a crap. I'm just going to kill everybody.
Angle said he should be suspended, or at least take the night off, and that's the game Foley was playing, and he wants more competition or else. And Angle said, or else what? Strowman left. And then, oh, it was a Braun Strowman killing spree throughout the night. So we get a shot of Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows walking backstage, and we saw see the Drifter. And then we cut a shot to R-Truth and Goldust because they're getting ready to face Gallows and Anderson. And then Braun Smash. He destroyed the Golden Truth.
But on the upside, we had a shot of Adam Pearce. And Jamie Noble's okay.
And Jamie Noble's okay. And Finley was there too.
Finley was there too. But Jamie Noble is okay. Good to see that.
So then we see Braun in his locker room. The referee told him that he had the night off. Strowman said he would leave when he wants, and he asked, do you have a problem with that? And then later, he's walking around getting ready to leave, but he was taking a souvenir with him. It was Kalisto. And then he eventually put Kalisto in the trash.
Okay, I need Braun sitting there being admonished by the ref to become a meme, because he was just sitting there with this face like, why are you talking to me? What do you want from me? Go away. It was too funny.
It was.
And then poor Kalisto.
He gets tossed in the trash.
He just gets tossed in the trash. I felt like that was an odd metaphor for his career right now.
It's no Rey Mysterio getting chucked into a trailer, but it's close enough.
Oh, God. They can't lawn dart Kalisto. They just can't do that.
Never say never.
Poor Ray.
And then Big Show ran through, knocked them into the garage door, and they set up the main event for tonight. Big Show versus Braun Strowman.
And this is where you notice something.
So Twitter alerted me of something early in the first hour. It's like, did you notice the ring post? They weren't lit up tonight. They weren't the LED post. I was like, oh, I didn't notice that in the first hour. Oh.
Nobody did except for that person on Twitter.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay. Wish I remember who it was, but yeah, it was someone on Twitter. The posts aren't
lit up tonight.
The regular posts. Like, oh, how about that?
Gee, wonder what that means. I have no idea.
So let's get into that. Let's get into the main event, and we'll go back for the rest of the show.
So it was Braun Strowman, Big Show. They had the big man match. This was better than the first encounter they had.
It was more physical, which was good.
So it was a really physical, hard-hitting match, and they teased the superplex spot twice. With Big Show going up.
And Braun would kick out of a choke slam and the Superman punch
and the knockout punch.
And then
Big Show is on the top and Braun does his 4 or 5 live stuff and runs up the ropes like a cruiserweight because he was doing all his cruiserweight moves tonight.
And then they do the superplex spot and the ring breaks. The referee takes a gnarly bump.
As he was holding onto the ropes and then fell out of the ring. Like, that was a gnarly bump. But they really did this well.
Yeah, they rigged this up really nicely. The ref did a great job taking the bump. Show and Strowman did a nice job getting the move to the center of the ring. I mean, the whole thing was just really, really well executed. Very well done. Looked sick as hell on TV. And I thought, personally, to me, this was better than the Brock ring break.
The Brock ring break will be more special because you didn't see it coming. This you saw coming, but this was awesome, if that makes sense.
It does. So, it does.
They're building up Braun.
Braun was able to get up. Big Show was down and injured, so that happened. It was a nice closing angle.
Yeah, I really like this. I thought this was really, really, really done well.
They're building up Braun. And
I don't want them to crush Braun with Roman.
Braun has to beat Roman Reigns. If Braun Strowman is going to fight Brock, Braun has to beat Roman, but Roman beat Taker. So the math is all wrong.
If Roman beats Taker and then loses to Braun, then Roman shouldn't have beat Taker.
Is it wrong? I'm starting to think maybe it should have been Braun that beat Taker.
It may have should have been Braun, because Braun's on a roll.
Like, you just have Braun walk out there and be like, I'm going to kill The Undertaker, and he kills The Undertaker, and that's it. Like, 2 minutes.
Maybe it would have been a lot more memorable.
Because
no offense to Roman. It's just, it's like what they're doing right now. It's like, they're building Braun up, and they're doing such a good job of building Braun up, that when he goes against Roman, it's like, you know he's going to lose to Roman, and that's going to kill everything that they've done to build Braun up. Because now you're saying, well, Roman is bigger, badder, and stronger than Braun.
Because you've already done this. You already had Roman beat Braun once, and it slowed down his momentum, because his momentum going to the Mania sucked. And then since WrestleMania, they've built him up well, and there's only so many times you can get beaten down and built back up where it's like, okay, at some points, it just lost on you. So you don't want the
monster among men to be destroyed.
Basically.
Because it's so much fun watching him destroy people.
Especially if you're planning on putting him up against the Beast Incarnate.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That would be a battle. In other action tonight, we had Samoa Joe versus Chris Jericho.
They had about 10-minute match. Samoa Joe picked up the win, which was surprising he won. But by choking him out was a surprise.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a shock. Still a really good match.
Oh, it was a good match, but since Jericho's in the title match, it's like, oh, he's tapping out. That's curious. Very curious. You had Seth Rollins on commentary. He's now the Mighty Kingslayer.
And there were some snarky shots exchanged back and forth between Rollins and Joe.
Like the sounds of joints and ligaments popping when he arrived, and Rollins screaming for mercy, and Joe said that was just business because Rollins was a designated target assigned by his benefactor, Triple H.
Joe said that
he cares about his clients because of what Rollins did to Hunter.
And then what he did to Steph. He'll be now very, very personal. And Rollins stood up on the table and said,
it will be personal because Joe, you almost cost me my career, and you know,
payback's a bitch.
I'm actually really looking forward to this match.
Should be a lot of fun.
So Gallows and Anderson couldn't fight Golden Truth. Instead, they made a joke about United Airlines, how Golden Truth got the United Airlines treatment.
And there's the shot.
Then their opponent tonight was Enzo and Cass.
They had a solid matchup with Gallows and Anderson picking up the win, where they basically just threw Enzo into the top rope and pinned him. That seemed very awkward.
A little bit, yeah. Just a little bit. But, I mean, it wasn't the greatest, but it worked.
Uh, TJ Perkins beat Jack Gallagher.
The real star of this match was Austin Aries and Neville and Austin's pocket banana, because Neville wanted none of Austin's banana.
Like, he went to the other side of the ring to, you know, get away from
Austin's banana.
Yeah, they all, there's a lot of distractions and whatnot, and Perkins picked to win.
Well, that one, we're building to Perkins versus Aries tomorrow night on 205 Live.
We had an incident.
Akira Tozawa interacting with a regular roster member, Apollo Crews. Titus showed up, Tozawa left. Titus was congratulating Crews, and then Titus is talking about the Titus brand and how Apollo needs to be part of it. And yeah.
Why are y'all making fun of Titus O'Neil? Why are you getting on him? You leave him alone. Titus is being Titus. He's doing his thing. You leave him be.
So backstage, Mike Tom was interviewing Matt and Jeff Hardy. And it's so amusing watching Matt.
He's so confused. I don't really like it, but he's so confused. He doesn't know what to do. He's doing like six different Matt Hardys at once. His condition is out of control.
It is very out of control.
Like, he threw it, like, he was talking normally, but then he threw in the ever. And then he threw in a wonderful, and yeah. So they did back and forth with Sheamus and Cesaro, and Sheamus talked about watching them at WrestleMania 17, and
just, it was battle of respect,
and they were happy to be back. It's just,
it's very, very, I just
like watching Matt try to be Matt, trying not to be broken. To me, that's so amusing.
It's like he's done it for so long, it's just second nature now.
Mm-hmm.
And he really wants to do the character in WWE, and I think WWE really wants him to do the character. It's just Anthem is being an asshole right now, so they can't do it. But it's like Matt can throw just enough of it in to where it's not gimmick infringement, because it's Matt being Matt. He's just saying words. So it's, they're trying to get away with it, and they're kind of teasing that it's like broken Matt Hardy is there, but they can't do anything with it yet until they resolve all the stuff with Anthem.
Which is funny, when it was Jeff Hardy versus Cesaro, they had a hell of a match. Jeff took his bumps, and it's
Jeff being Jeff. What is amusing, the match was sponsored by some drug company with an owl.
Of course, because that's not planned.
No other match could have been sponsored by the drug thing, right? Right?
Right?
Totally, no. Absolutely not.
Jeff Hardy won with the Swanton. They all shook hands after the match. More signs of respect. Alicia Fox got...
Emma's trying to break up any friendships Dana has with anyone, including Alicia Fox's friendship with Dana. So that happened because Emma wants Dana to be her best friend again.
She's a little desperate.
Desperate for friends on the show. Speaking
of Mike Tom, he interviewed Chris Jericho. They had a nice little promo where Jericho was talking about becoming the face of... The face of U.S. We have two Canadians wanting to be the face of the U.S. Because, you know, that's a thing. He said no matter where he goes, whether it's SmackDown, Thunder, Nitro, Sunday Night Heat, they'll all be there with him. And then he was about to put Mike Tom on the list until the Drifter came by. And then he put the Drifter on the list.
Because there's only room for one musician.
Yes.
Yes, there is. We had Miz TV with Dean Ambrose as the special guest. It was a decent segment. Miz was putting himself over, you know, ragging on Ambrose, saying how fans really love Ambrose, and how Ambrose then was, you know, the number draft pick number one, headline SummerSlam, and then he was the blip on the radar at WrestleMania. Miz said Ambrose never breaks the glass ceiling because he's lazy and complacent. Ambrose says about Hart, he says he's not a brand, he's just simply Dean Ambrose. He's, you know,
he loves
doing what he does, whether it's in front of 20 people or 100,000 people. There's no one who does it like he does, and that's why he's the Intercontinental Champion. And Miz, you know, is because he beat him for the title.
And then Marie steps up,
calls him a dirty little street rat.
She said, walking around, says,
because he's walking around with the title doesn't make him a real champion. The man makes the title.
And then
Ambrose gave the belt, the mic to Maurice, put down his belt, emptied out his pocket, took off his jacket. Miz was still talking and called him a joke. Ambrose then tossed the jacket to Maurice and then tackled Miz.
And then Maurice throws the microphone at Ambrose.
Miz tried to get an advantage, but Ambrose countered, got rid of, and Miz then bailed out the dirty deeds.
I'm waiting for somebody to grab Maurice and throw her out of the way and jump Miz. Like, I'm waiting for somebody to do that, because you can only have him hide behind her for so long before somebody's like, you know what, woman, move. Push.
This is where Renee
Young needs to show up and stand up for her man.
I'll break you, bitch. Oh, wait, we already had that. Never mind.
We already had that. Wrong show. I personally enjoyed this because of the dynamic between Miz and Dean. It was a really nice balance. They had a really good promo back and forth kind of battle, which I thought was very, very good. You had humor, you had seriousness, you had everything that makes a segment enjoyable. And this is obviously a very serious feud that they're going into, but it has those lighter moments that help it be good. So to me, I like this. I thought this was very good.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was really good. So Curt Hawkins came to the ring and, you know, Big Show beat him up last week. Now he's in the main event. And, you know, Hawkins said, if you want to be a superhero, then you're all in the professional Xavier School of For the Gifted. But if you want to be a main event, you get a ring with him. So he calls out, who will be this week? And it's now apparently medically cleared. Finn Balor beat him in 30 seconds.
Finn! Very excited. He's medically cleared.
He is medically cleared.
Because everybody's like, because when you hear, oh God, he has a concussion. Oh God, he may be out a few weeks. Oh no. Oh God. Oh crap. Finn's hurt again. No! But luckily, he's okay.
Then Bray Wyatt had a promo. I don't even know how to describe it other than fear and horror and...
Bray Wyatt did some Taker-level shit tonight. That is exactly what he did. He cut a Undertaker-esque style promo on fear and the House of Horrors and what he's going to do to Randy Orton in the House of Horrors. We had edits of, I guess, horror genre type stuff.
Then we had him, he referenced that he's going to burn down the house with Randy in it.
You know, that's the perfect example of payback.
Nice little subtle, I'm going to murder you and then I'm going to burn your corpse in there.
Yeah.
Nice little threat right there. I mean, it was just, the promo itself was really, really, really good. I mean, Bray sold this hook, line, and sinker. You can tell he's very inspired by what's going on. You can tell he likes what's going on because of how he cut this promo. He didn't phone it in. He was into it. He was feeling it.
I just hope the match lives up to the promo spookiness.
I hope so. My only thing is I feel like they had a little bit too much effects in it. It was just a little bit too broken up, if that makes sense. Because it was like he would say something, and then you'd have the interlude of the spooky stuff, and then he'd say something else, and there was the interlude. Like, I felt like there was just too many interludes, and it made the promo a little bit less just disjointed, but overall it was really, really well done. I want Bray to win this match so bad now because it's like he cuts a promo like that about the match and you're thinking, oh crap, he's going to lose. But you really want him to win because it's his match, right? He should win.
He should win, but then we did some research and then Taker never really won the Buried Alive match. He was 2-3. So, you never know.
Somehow he always ended up buried alive.
Amazing how that is. He liked his vacations.
He did like his vacations.
And then we had a number one contenders match for the women's championship. They did a nice job with hyping all four women throughout the night before leading up to the match. It was Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, and Mickie James. They had a really, really good match once you remove Nia from the equation. Nothing against Nia, but these three women are just leaps and bounds better than her in the ring right now. But we all know that. We know the limitations of Nia Jax right now because she's just not on their level right now. And maybe one day she'll get there, but right now she's not there. But they had a really good match. I did like early on where the Mickey and Sasha pushed Alexa into Nia and Alexa just fell. And there were times Alexa would run away from Nia. It's like, no, I'm good. I don't need to be destroyed by you.
Yeah, there were several nope moments in this match that were just hilarious. I mean, this was a good match. It just felt like something was a little off because I think they were trying to slow down to compensate for Nia. And also because I think this is the first time Mickey's ever faced Nia. There was just a little bit of some timing issues with that.
Between those two, yeah.
Between those two, because they were trying to figure each other out, you could tell. But overall, this was good.
And your winner, a new number one contender, Alexa Bliss.
Go Alexa!
So it will be Alexa Bliss versus Bayley at Payback for the Raw Women's Championship. I was going to say SmackDown, but Raw Women's Championship. That should be a lot of fun. Samoa Joe versus Seth Rollins has been announced. Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns has been announced. And Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. Payback shaping up to be really good.
It is.
Well, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/rockradioshow is WTR Sims. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Be there. Check it all out. WTR Sims at twitch.tv/rockradioshow. Thursday night,
it is the Rack. We are back live. I'm going to tell you all about my experience with the NXT. Maybe sort of, kind of, we have to talk about that, but I'll just throw that out there. We've got news, we've got notes, we're going to be having a discussion or two, and we may may have a special guest. Just have to tune in and listen and see. So watch the Twitters, watch the Facebooks, watch the Tumblrs for an announcement, because it'll be coming sometime after 1 tomorrow.
Because we're the best in business.
3 syllables.
Just saying. Back Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go check out the Rock Extra Total Divas, available at rockradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com. Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, youtube.com/rockradioshow, where you can find daily content from WWE 2K17. Make sure you subscribe now, youtube.com/rockradioshow. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio. We're going to do Say What? The Great Debate cartoon characters. We're finally getting to that one. And so much more at CB Radio. Go back and listen to the fast food debate from past Saturday night. And so much more at CB Radio Saturday night's midnight edition. Go to CBRadioLive.com for the shop section. Click on the shop thing. Brand new t-shirt up there based on a hashtag that we've been using at the end of the shows. So check it out, CBRadioLive.com. Check out the shop right now. Wrestle Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern, which will include the WTR Fantasy Draft Season 4. 10 p.m. Eastern, Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday night on the Facebook and the Twitters. We'll be back next Monday night for the Royal Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. I'm at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And go to WildTalkRadio.com. There's many book reviews up there. More to come. WildTalkRadio.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard, and my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to yourwork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Johnny today at instagram.com/mbg1211. For Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you next Monday night for the Raw Post Show and Thursday night for the Mac, 10 p.m. Eastern. Along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.